This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
When will the federal decision in the Alton Sterling be issued? I do not know, as that decision will be made by federal authorities.
But Baton Rouge DA Hiller Moore released a report of his own Wednesday.
Today is the first formal report reviewing all officer-involved shootings for the prior year. It's an important milestone in Baton Rouge as we all try to learn from the actions of the Alton Sterling shooting.
The report examines officer-involved shooting deaths, not every incident where a cop discharged his weapon. Moore says there were five total incidents, resulting in eight deaths.
Five civilian deaths and three police officer deaths. All of our officer-involved shooting deaths involve men.
Four died in a single incident when Gavin Long opened fire on officers last July 17th, killing three and wounding three more before SWAT took Long out.
The majority of the people, six out of eight, who did not survive the officer-involved shootings are African Americans.
Moore says since this is the parish's first report of its kind, it's impossible to say if racial discrimination was a factor. However,
our parish experienced 62 homicides in 2016, the majority involving African American victims and suspects.
All but one of the shooting events involved civilians armed with guns.
Compared to the national incidents, we see more individuals with guns.
And Moore says mental illness played a part in three of the five incidents. When the federal report on the Alton Sterling shooting is released, Moore says he expects protests. But
we in Baton Rouge have already shown the world that we know how to protest peacefully.
And he asks that citizens keep it that way. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.